It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Kit Basem.
Kit Basem and I are at the CU Greenhouse just off 30th Street with Melinda Barbario.
Just wash your hands right in there.
Yep. Before going into the greenhouse, it's very important that everyone wash their hands. Shall I leave it running for you, Kit?
I'm washing my hands before going into the greenhouse to make sure I don't bring in any unwanted passengers on my hands.
Thank you.
Melinda is going to give us a tour of one of the most rare trees in the world, the Wallamy tree, nicknamed Wally. It's possible that dinosaurs actually browsed on this tree, so sometimes it's called the dinosaur tree. And Melinda, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the Wallamy trees?
Sure, I'd love to. So the Wallamy pine was during the Cretaceous, which was the time of the dinosaurs, and it's really prevalent in our fossil record.
The Wallamy trees, they were thought to have gone extinct, but then a rock climber rappelling down into a very remote canyon in Australia discovered a small grove of less than 100 trees.
So the trees that were found were quite tall, like a pine that you would see in Colorado.
And from those 100 trees, many, many have been cloned.
And in the early 2000s, National Geographic offered them in their holiday catalog. A woman named Judy McKeever bought this from the holiday catalog for her husband for Christmas and grew it for the last 20 years or so in her backyard in the summer and then taken indoors during the wintertime. Wally, the Wallamy, was then donated to the greenhouse this past September where he now lives.
We're just entering the greenhouse and we're following Melinda and we're going past a lot of greenery and making a left turn. Ah, there is Wally.
So he's about 6 feet tall and he's in a fairly small pot.
Wally, to me, looks a little bit like a Norfolk pine. It's got feathery foliage, but about how tall will Wally get?
So we're not too terribly worried about size, and that is one of the advantages of growing things in pots. Wallamy is not the largest tree or specimen by any means in our collection. He lives in the hallway where our large tropicals, coffee, cacao, banana, that do reach all the way up to the ceiling, which is about 30 feet high.
And Melinda, you're going to try to propagate more trees if and when it produces cones, right?
So we're hoping in the next few years it will produce some cones for us that we can take seeds from and grow some more saplings.
Like other pines, it has both male and female cones, is that right?
Yes, when we refer to Wally as a him, that's a misnomer and a little quirk.
I hate to say it, but Wally looks a little insignificant when you compare it to some of the other things you have here in the greenhouse. But if you know its history, then you stand here in awe in front of it. Kit, would you touch it and see what it feels like?
Oh, would I ever? Let's see. Gently, though.
And I'd like to touch it, too, since I didn't think that was permissible. But, oh, it's smooth. Yeah. I have touched the dinosaur tree.
Oh, for anyone who's interested in checking out the greenhouse or coming on a tour, we do have a few open tours a month. You can find that on the eBio Greenhouse website, and you can click on visit and then just register for the tour that you're able to attend that month.
Thank you, Melinda. This has been really interesting, and I'd encourage everyone who's listening to this to sign up for a tour.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Kit Basem are friends and Boulder naturalists.